And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, how can I stay in peace? We see the difficulties on earth, the warring, the disturbance, the conversations that are contrary and disruptive, unkind, inhumane. With all of this going on, first, please remember, this upheaval is necessary for the healing and restoration of the earth herself and of life on earth. It has gone in a direction of difficulty for eons of time, and humankind has played a part in this, a large part, actually. But we do not say this as a way to point the finger or to punish in any way. This is the evolution of humankind that is happening on earth now. The healing, the restoration. And as this happens, all balance and harmony will be restored to the earth plane. This is its original design. So, your question, how do I stay in peace with everything that is going on right now on planet Earth? It is for you to carry peace and to be peace within your heart, and then with the actions and behaviors that flow through you, that you are manifesting. How peaceful are you? Step back and get quiet and ask yourself this question. How often do you feel peace and joy and love for life and for your life? How often are you frustrated and worried and anxious and willful? You can see the difference. The more peace you have in your heart, the more peace and joy you experience in your life. This is up to you. It has nothing to do with anything going on the other side of the planet, or within the oceans, or within the environment, or within your relationship with close friends and partners, your community, the world. Peace begins with you. So every time that you choose peace, you are blessing life. You are instilling the energy of peace on earth. You may say, well, I am just one person. But dear ones, you are an expression of the God that created this realm. And this expression, this God, is peace, love, kindness, understanding, compassion. this God is not warring and vengeful and wishing that life is destroyed. How could this be? This is the creative source that created and is ever blessing this creation on earth. Peace and harmony are qualities and the nature of God itself. So peace and harmony are yours as well. You must choose them. You must decide, for example, when you are having issues with a neighbor, to meet the neighbor with peace. It first must happen within your heart, knowing that God is guiding and directing you and every aspect of life on earth. So you would be then surrendering any willfulness, any agenda, any ramping up to go to war against your neighbor. You can see it. You can see the picture of how you might, quote, rise to the occasion to meet your neighbor and discuss the issue. When you choose peace, and this is the guiding force in your life, you are adding peace and harmony into the consciousness, the awareness on earth. You are saying yes to peace, and this is what I wish for on earth. It begins with you, and this is where you will begin this week as you explore peace and how to stay in peace even as the winds are fiercely blowing and the waves are crashing onto the shore, and you may feel like you are unsteady or don't know what to do or how to think or how to feel. Come back home to peace within your heart and be aware of your thinking this week, your thoughts, anytime that something that is counter to peace, for example, you are on the road and a driver is driving so slowly and you are becoming rageful. Take a note, have the awareness, and then come back home to peace. Sometimes the coming back home to peace may not be the easiest thing for you to do, because the call of war or anger or rage is quite seductive and the volume is high. Peace is still, calming, comforting. Come back home. You are a healing agent on earth right now for peace, for restoration, for love. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.